Okay, we're recording. Bill's got a story he'd like to tell. About the hot springs.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, which would be 2008, my two daughters, Michelle and Dawn, and one of our friends,
Diana
Monac from LaPorte, Indiana, they came up here to visit. And so they were here for 2 weeks. So we went to Denali, we did the whole deal, and then we took them down to the hot spring to spend a couple of nights. So the first night they went in there, the next day me and Clint, well, they said, man, Dad, that place is spooky. That's what I mean. They said, we lock doors, and the doors unlock, and they open, and they close, and then they'll be locked again, and they're talking this stuff, yeah, okay. I said, you know, anyway. So the next day me and Clint, I'm picking, well, let's go swimming. Okay, we'll go swimming. So I said, they have their little DVD players and their computer laptops. They all had them with them. I says, at least me and Clint got the only two keys to the place, their front door. Everything, every their lock is screwed shut with 5-inch drywall screws. Ain't nobody going to open them up with a screwdriver. But when we go swimming, lock everything up in your room. I don't want nothing left out here so they can break in and steal while we're in the pool. So they locked everything up. We went swimming, come back about an hour later, and their daughters, come here, Dad, you got to check this out. And my daughters are 30s and 40-year-olds, you know, so they ain't like a 16-year-old kid. So we go upstairs, what? Holy crap, all the rugs are rolled up, stacked against their doors. That's weird. They opened to see if they robbed the rooms, what they did. So they opened the rooms were just, all the beds were tore apart, and the place was trashed. I said, this is strange, because there's no break-in. Nobody kicked in the door, nobody broke a window. So, that year prior, maybe there was a man named, I'm going to say his name, his initial was D.S., and his son lived here. I'm talking about David Smith that stays here in Mendocino. This is another DS. His son lived here, and he was breaking in the home. So I brought a motion detector camera, and I monitored it down where Kelly was living at the entrance to our driveway. So if anybody drove in here to go to Tyrell's, Dean's, or Kelly's or my home, I'd have a picture of their license plate. So, and it was infrared. It was everything. It's the most modern thing you can get. So I went home, and I said, I'm going to go home and get that. And I'll set that son of a bitch up here in the hallway, and we'll see who's doing it, and we'll leave. Well, I set it up in the hallway and put it on automatic, so we was going to go to AJ's birthday party, July 21st of 08. It's the exact date. So I set the camera, we was watching whatever show, we was watching TV until it was over, and we was going to leave. And we're sitting there talking, there's five of us, me, Colette, and the three girls. And the camera's going, pow, 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 and the flash is going off, flash is going off, flash is going off. I said, what in the hell? And my daughter, they said, well, okay, they jump up and they go, I said, no, no, don't, no, we got to get it, Dad, we got to get it. Hell, they went and took the camera, brought it down, plugged it in their little laptop computer. First picture was a real nice picture of the hallway. Second picture, a real nice picture of the hallway. Third picture blew our asses right out the door. There was this thing with two heads.
Harpy. They had three heads.
Two heads were on top of each, one on top of each other, white heads. And then it had a monkey head on his left chest, and the monkey head was a live monkey head. And the screw that what screwed us up, we got a picture of it. What screwed me up the most was the son of a bitch had wings. Didn't have arms, didn't have legs, it had wings. And when I set the camera, I could only get from around his belly button to his private area. I could never see the kind of legs it had because I had the camera set too far back on this tray.
And it was like they were alive?
Yeah.
They were glaring. Oh, they were glaring at us right through the camera.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Man, it just freaked us out, so we, Man, so we took the pictures and we reset the camera at AJ's party. We didn't get no more pictures. Huh, that's strange. Next day we go back, the camera was totally fried on the inside. I mean, it was cooked. It stunk. It was burned up. I said, this is real bad.
Oh, I got to tell.
So that was the last picture. We set another camera up there. My class said, it fires, infrared, but it does nothing on the pictures. There's something and you got to go in front of that camera roll and do a jump up and down and wave your arms and get fired. It don't just go off for no reason.
Yeah, I got to tell her about I thought I had a little bear in the place. I just arrived one afternoon, and I'm walking through the lobby. Well, right at the base of the stairs on the left side, there's a three-tier table, coffee table thing.
Three-legged.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, trinkets on it. And I happen to notice, I'm looking, I said, what the heck? There was something black behind there, and it came out, and I said, oh, shit, I got a little bear in here, and I brought my gun up, and I'm looking and looking, and it was this long, and I'd say about this wide.
About 3 by 2.
Yeah, it was about like that. I said, shit, I got a little bear. And it come running around, and it was like a slinky. And those little holes, there's little holes on the stair steps, air holes.
Two holes to let the heat into the lobby. And
yeah, the heat tunnels directly underneath that. It went through those holes. I mean, those holes are only like that big.
A couple inches round.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
probably 2 inches round.
So
but the biggest inch around here.
Yeah. So I took off for the basement with my gun and my flashlight. And I ran down there in the heat tunnel, and I looked, and I looked, and I checked that whole basement, the other halls down there, everything, behind everything. There was nothing there. Nothing.
I said, oh. So my daughters, we got sent 5 affidavits, and they've been calling all these ghost hunters and TV shows, and that, and nobody's biting them. I can't believe it.
A lot of times, I think the hot springs is a portal.
It's got to be something.
To a different dimension.
It ain't a ghost, what we say, because his damn head was about that. The top head, there was 2 heads. They were white, like skeleton heads. But they weren't. There was no.
Well, that one head, there's no jaw or no.
Nothing. Yeah. No, it's just a nose and eyes and white head. And right underneath it, there's another white head, the identical twins.
And well, I saw something different.
What did you see?
I saw 3 heads. One was a monkey head.
Yes, exactly.
And there were 2 male heads.
They were white on length heads.
They were just heads.
Yeah, but they weren't.
But
they didn't
listen, the one face on the male, this guy used to work down there at the hot springs. That's what blew me away.
I looked at his forehead.
I know that guy. I don't know his name. He didn't work very long at the hot springs, and he worked in the kitchen, I believe. And I remember walking from the pool, I was coming down those stairs, and this guy came out of the hotel, and he's walking towards me, towards the pool, and he just glared at me. And so I glared back. And that was the last time I saw that guy until this picture. Isn't this? That's kind of frightening.
It's very frightening.
Has some kind of spirits, you know, evil spirits walking amongst us.
So do you still go in there a lot after seeing this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of exciting, too. You know? Yeah, I got to tell you another weird thing. Bill and I were down there one day, and he was checking on some pipes around the pool, and then so I went into the hotel, and I left the door unlocked so he could get back in. So I'm sitting there watching TV, waiting for him, and pretty soon I hear him banging at the door. And so I said, I know I left that door unlocked. The door was locked. As soon as I came in, that door locked behind me.
2 or 3 times.
Yeah, that happened 2 or 3 times when Bill and I have gone down there. I said, Bill, I'm not locking that door.
And she goes in ahead of me, and I come behind her carrying the laundry. I mean, 2 seconds. She's ahead of me. She got her pack on. Is all. She's going in there to start opening the windows, cool it off. So, I mean, I'm out there grabbing the laundry bags and you know, our little cooler we take with us for swimming and that. What the fuck she locked the door for? So, you know, I have to get my key out.
Oh, he gets so mad. I said, Bill, I did not lock it.
Yeah. I mean, I
know you're behind me.
Behind you. I mean, I was just upset. Yeah. I had to set everything down, dig out a key. Oh, okay.
So something there does not want me to leave.
Yeah. And we have numerous break-ins down all the time. Well, numerous break-ins. People breaking in.
Yeah. That's why I carry a gun.
People breaking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second, third floor fire escape I have, can't hardly keep people out of that. And they'll chop their way in through their locks. And about last year.
Yeah, last summer.
2009, I come back from bringing the airplane back. So me and Clay went down to July 4th. And there was Juzak's had a bunch of people. It wasn't Juzak's, but Juzak had a bunch of their friends here. And they probably had 12 or 15 kids all running on 4-wheelers, 3-wheelers, and all this kind of crap.
Caught them red-handed trying to break in.
They didn't try. They were in it.
Yeah.
They were broken. They broke in through the side window. And so, and then, they're just adults. And I mean, and people, we like to go into the bar in the back, that door rotted off. So I don't want no bear living in there or something. So I take a sheet of plywood and I screw it all in real nice and tight. I go back about a week later, screws are taken out and just laying on the ground. So you had to get in the bar to check it. You know, I mean, just nuisance shit. Nuisance shit.
I mean, it's private property.
Yeah. I mean, it's 5 to 10 breaking and entering. You know, yeah. What the hell? But anyway.
wonder how they like it if Millers go to their house and break in and make themselves comfy.
Or if you're sitting in the hot tub someday and they come walking down the hallway and you're blowing them away.
Yeah.
Clint was in the hot tub that one time too, Laurel, and she was in the hot tub soaking in the honeymoon suite at room 209. She was all sitting there, the door rattling and beating the hell like somebody trying to get in there. And she, holy shit, freaked out. She jumped the hot tub, grabbed her pistol, and
there was nothing there.
She goes out there, and there's nothing there, and then the outside door is like she said, maybe there's a wind in the hospital, in the hot tub.
It was
room.
Windy, but that the inside door, with
no, I know, there's not enough
the exit, there. The emergency exit door, that bar, that thing was going.
Yeah. I said, there's something playing with us, heavy, heavy, heavy down there. It's fun, but it's really weird.
Definitely really weird.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to ever happen there. It's just, anyway, it don't matter, because they,
So Casey used to talk about
all that stuff.
All that weird stuff when even lots of people were around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Laverne and I started telling about it. She started telling me stories and clapping down in the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen floor, and the rocks that start flying out. Not rocks, we call it. Pans are flying out. They're like rocks across, you know, skipping rocks across the.
I've had that.
Bing, 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 bing. They go pop, pop, flying across the floor.
I've had that bowl that kept jumping out at me.
Yeah.
Let's see if I took some
pictures of
the second floor hallway, and one day I was watching TV and a shadow come across on the stairwell, and so I took pictures of it, and I'll let you see.
Anyway, I want to tell you something else too. We were gone 4 days. So we come back home, and that's when that Faith was wanting to buy a place. She stayed there. And I said, you know, I got to check and make sure that damn Faith didn't change it. You know, hello, you, sorry, Circle Hospital Resort. We are currently closed and have no intent to reopen. Push this button. And see a little button there? See how you push it?
Yeah.
It says, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, then my son-in-law gave me that. This is right here, way over here. So I had my satellite phone on for some reason. And, oh, I got good signal. So I said, I'll call the hospital and make sure they didn't change the message. And I'm walking over here and I go, fuck. Scared to shit. I thought, Clint, push the button. She's upstairs. What was that? I said, that fucking thing went off. There ain't no way in hell. The minute the phone pick was six, you have reached our circle at my voice. That went on, fucker went, fuck. I said, oh, this is too. Where the fuck's Clint?
This is even at your home.
I said, Clint, the fucker follows home. I said, I think so. I mean, you know, that was the only answer we had here.
Come here, Laurel. You got to see this. This is. It's bright here so you can see. Tell me if you see something up there.
Like a shadow?
Yeah, it's definitely a shadow. Hold it up to the light a little bit so you can really see. What kind of a shape is that? You see a shape up there? I don't know.
I don't see
it. Like you see through it? Yeah. Yeah, like right in there. Something standing there. Yeah. That's when I saw that shadow when I was... And then... What did I do? Okay, now the next one.
And they can erase shit off your camera,
too. This is the second story hallway. Now, there's a mirror on the right side. Take note of that, and I'll show you the next one. Looks like there's something inside that mirror.
Boy, I don't know.
Too much for me.
I don't want to.
Tammy says, I need you and Rue to come down there.
there's the fuel shed. Oh, but I'd hit something. Yeah. Oh. Here's my fuel shop. Hit.
What town is that in?
That's on Fort Wainwright.
I haven't seen them, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't changed.
So they wouldn't go down there because
and
they're...
And then Tammy said, so I said, so why did they let us get pictures of them? She says, because they wanted you to.
Yeah.
She was probably right.
And Ruth says, Colette, there is no such thing as a good ghost. There is no good ghost. There's no such thing. They're evil.
Mm-hmm. They ain't bothered us.
Actually, I feel like I'm protected down there. And it's really weird because I don't know why.
And I'll tell you something else, though. Me and her be sitting here watching TV, 40 below, and I said, what? She said, we got to get to the hospital. She said, I know, I got the same. We go down there and be a pipe broke. We're working on something. And I was working on the entire pipe broke, and I couldn't get him fixed. I called Jeff Schrader because he used the pool house. He always volunteers to help me do shit, him and Jose. We tore that place. There's a rubber fittings about that long, that wide, and it's got four clamps on it. Oh, we didn't have any. We didn't have any. We couldn't find one in that whole place. I said, shit. So we're tearing things up and finding. Jeff says, we're in the carpenter shop. He said, oh, you don't have a bandsaw. I said, no, I don't. We're in the carpenter shop. There's a table. It was right there ahead. And so he said, let's go to my house. I got a bandsaw. We cut these cans down, you know, cut the ends off, cut in the middle. We can wrap it around the pipe, at least get a clamp on it, at least get your water in the hospital before you freeze up. They're good. Be done. And about 2 weeks later, 45 below, me and Clack go down there. There's no water in the goddamn hot spring. It's dead, it's dry. So, well, we're gonna lose the whole place. It's gonna freeze and blow up. I said, before I get Jeff, let me go look, see if I can find a rubber fitting or something I can use. A piece of rubber hose, and then you wrap over these pipes, just get some water going in there. So I go in the carpenter shop, I open the door. There's a rubber fitting right there, so I go put it on. It worked. And every time we need something, I'll tell you, every time we need some kind of part, I'll just say, boy, I gotta have a couple of 45 degrees and 90 degrees, 4 inch. I gotta have them. And she'll tell you, we'll go there the next day and they'll be lined up right there, just like I said. The other day, I brought a bunch of hose together. We're gonna hook it up. Clay said, what's wrong? I said, I can't find a goddamn nozzle. All this whole friggin' place, there ain't a nozzle one for a hose. Next day we go down there, here's the hose I had rolled right up there on the floor, and there right in the middle it was a thank you nozzle.
A lot of weird stuff.
David Smith
down
was looking for exactly a 1 inch piece of stainless pipe to put that to set his propeller up on a bench so we could get the right degree of pitch on it. We did it in his garage. He had a piece of 3/4 inch conduit, 1 inch conduit, it wouldn't work. So he went down to the carpenter shop, we're looking around, I ain't none here. We go here, we go there. I go back upstairs to the lobby to check the phone messages. I open the door and something goes tinkle-linkle-linkle. There's a friggin' 1 inch exactly a mic, 1 inch exactly a piece of stainless steel rod about that long. So we took it over to Dave's house, put it in the vise, put his propeller on, and tuned it up. So now I go there. I like an ounce of marijuana, 4 bottles of R&R.
Oh, did you say about a box of wine? No, you forgot.
You forgot.
Sometimes I spend the night by myself down there. That's cool.
We're going to start doing it more often, like the way you keep on getting in and out of that place.
Yeah, I know.
Is that off?
Nope, it's on. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.